Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming, and it's really my pleasure this evening to introduce Catherine Mostow. And I met Catherine and Nathan last winter. They came up for our New Year's retreat, and actually Nathan came up as our Lantern Workshop leader, and Catherine came along and did a little music, so I asked her if she'd like to come back, and she said she would. But she picked the week we were just coming back from evacuation. So then I asked her if she would like to come, even though it was going to be a small group and it would be mostly staff. Guests would be coming tomorrow. And you wrote me such a gracious note about how you felt like you would really love to come and help us reconnect and be together again. And I really appreciated it. And I really enjoy her music. So it's really a pleasure for me to have you here tonight. So welcome.
Thanks for coming. It's always nice when you're a performer when there's an audience. Helps. I'm going to start with a song that I actually wrote. It's been about 6 years now. It was the first song I wrote. I didn't plan on becoming a songwriter. It's interesting that the theme of the summer is who you shall become or summon out, right. Well, I feel like I was summoned out to be a musician and to write songs, but it didn't happen until I was past 30. And before that, I had a whole nother life and career, and this song came out and began the gradual process of coming out and being summoned out.
You might want to wait just a moment.
Oh. Oh, there's firefighters. Well, we want to wait for the firefighters. Oh, there's a whole, there's a bus. I see it pulling up. Oh my gosh. Okay, not in here. And the ring makes a sound on the drum that I don't like, so to take that off. But I won't take the wedding ring off. There's lots of quilts at Holden, and this song talks about quilts as well. This drum and I are forging a relationship. This drum and I are becoming a team. This drum and I are finding a heartbeat. This drum and whoa. What's vibrating? Oh, it's my guitar. Okay. Could you just hold it? All you have to do is deaden the strings. God is talking to us. He's just going to hold the guitar. Thanks, honey. This drum and I are forging a relationship. This drum and I are becoming a team. This drum and I are finding a heartbeat. This drum and I are finding the seam. There's a seam between everything, between you and I. There's a seam between Mama Earth and Great Father Sky. There's a seam so old between woman and man. There's a seam between humans and the creatures of the land. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. This drum and I are forging a relationship. This drum and I are becoming a team. This drum and I are finding a heartbeat. This drum and I are finding the seam. There's a seam between people of different points of view, between loggers and earth firsters and folks like me and you. There are seams of running up and down the land. They connect us to people we might never understand. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. this drum and I are forging a relationship. This drum and I are becoming a team. This drum and I are finding a heartbeat. This drum and I are finding the seam. There's a seam between everything, between you and me. There's a seam between houses and the great old growth trees. There's a seam between right and one between wrong. There's a seam between ignorance and what's really going on. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. This drum and I are forging a relationship. This drum and I are becoming a team. This drum and I are finding a heartbeat. This drum and I are mending the seam. There's a seam between everything, between you and me. There's a seam between land and the wide rolling sea. There's a seam between hatred and one between love. Between the bombs of destruction and the wings of a dove. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams. We are one big quilt stitched together at the seams.
Okay. Well, thank you all, and I was really, I was happy to hear, first of all, that people were all getting to come back, and that Holden was still here, and all was getting put back into place. And so when Hanifa said, well, there aren't going to be any guests, but there will be staff, and would you still come and do a concert? I did pretty immediately think, well, yeah. music can be really healing. It can help people kind of get centered again and feel connected. And so I hope that in some small way tonight my music helps you to do all of those things. And that said, I think I'm going to sing a song that I wrote this past hour. Inspired by all of you and Holden, which we've been to once, and coming back, it just feels like home. Feels really familiar and like a place we're going to be coming to for a long time, and when we have a family, we'll bring in our family here, and I hope it's here for many, many, many more years. Oh, and I have to put my music stand up so I can read the words. So.
I give thanks for the sleeping child. And I give thanks for the very last mile. 'Cause the road we're on, it leads somewhere. And I give thanks that we all still care about the life we live and the love we give. And the hope we sow for this world we know. And the company we keep is what makes this task so sweet. As we work together now, don't have a doubt that one small groove can change the world. All these hands
of us who make a stand. I give thanks for unseen good. I give thanks that there are still dreamers. I kind of forgot the words there, but that's okay. I give thanks for everything, for the love we give and the lives we live and the hope we sow for this world we know. Oh, and the company we keep is what makes the task more sweet. So as we work together now, don't ever doubt that one small group can change the world. Oh, oh, oh. Thanks for rain on fire, the big strong backs that hold the line, day after day through the smoky haze, fueled by prayers, a hope to save. I give thanks for you all here, come together in spite of fear. You make a pact to live as one, seeing the goodness in everyone, and the lives they live, and the love they give, and the hope they sow, and this world we are. And the company we keep is what makes it all so sweet. So as we work side by side, don't have a doubt that one small group can change the world. Don't have a doubt that one small group can change the world. Don't have a doubt that one small group can change the world. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks.
Thank you. I promise I'll come back and sing that when it's all finished. It's still got chisel marks in it. We were talking about Michelangelo's David at dinner, so I was thinking about sculpture and how making a song, well, any creative act, you have that kind of process where things are rough and then they get smoother and smoother and smoother, and then the mic keeps dropping down and you try not to be too fussy about it. Okay, let's see. We're going to do a different song now. And this song is a song that I call my patriotic song, but it's not probably what you think. It's a song called Freedom, and I actually wrote it in Canada, so that tells you how patriotic it is. It is patriotic in my own way, and I actually wrote the song because we had an experience in Canada where there was a big cruise ship that came in and docked in Victoria, which is kind of a standard thing that the ships going up you know, the Inside Passage up to Alaska. They dock at Victoria, and then people get let out for like 3 hours, and they walk around and shop and go back. Maybe have a bite to eat. And a group of Americans came and sat down at this cafe we were eating at. And the reason we knew they were Americans is because they were totally decked out and like, my country tis of the, you know, flag wear. And they had flags everywhere you could have flags. And I think. And it just... This was last summer, so it was not that long after the Iraq War had started, and you know, Canada had very consciously not joined that effort, and it just seemed like they were trying to announce to the Canadians, "We're American," and it just didn't. It was interesting because it was a form of patriotism that I think has become pretty popular in our country, but I don't feel like it's the kind of patriotism I want to ascribe to. And I think there's a deeper kind of patriotism that's about getting back down to the ideals of our country, and what a beacon it really has been for so many people. I know it was for my family. They were immigrants from Russia, and just getting back to the spirit of that. So that's what this song's about. Song now that I actually wrote for a friend of mine and about a friend of mine. Her name's Tina, and so I named the song Tina's Song. Sometimes you get through a song and all your creativity has been tapped, and so the name of the song is really boring. But she is somebody that has had a very, very tough life. and sort of had like everything stacked against her. And I think we probably all know people like that in our lives where you just, you hear their life story and you just think, how did you survive that? How did you survive that and become the person that you are and not like an axe murderer or somebody who's, you know, in jail, which both of her brothers are, by the way. So they did, not their whole family survived. And she's just somebody that kind of like is the grass coming up through concrete or the flower coming up that inspired me. And so this song is about her and anybody who has struggled in that way. Tina, she grew up hard with a white trash dad in a trailer park and a junkie mom whose only plans went nowhere. So she split that scene when she turned 18 and she walked into the mystery. On a Greyhound bus she headed south, she packed her goodbyes and Tina, she bided her time. She hoped things would turn out fine. She spent 10 years in retail hell, waiting for her spirit to swell. Well, Tina was riding the number 5 bus, wondering why her life was so rough, when the thought occurred that maybe she could change it. So the next day at that worn-out mall, she said, I quit, marched out the door and ran into the big white world of I don't know. And Tina, she bided her time. She hoped things would turn out fine. She spent more years than you or I could know, healing the hurt and the sorrow. And there's an old Buddhist saying, fall down 7 times, get up 8. And that's what we're all doing when we take a risk with the lives we make. And there's an old Buddhist saying, fall down 7 times, get up 8. You can stick with the hand you're dealt, or you can, you can even out the stakes. Well, Tina, she began to heal. She found a new family, close and real. They were artists, singers, writers, dreamers, all wanting more. And she faced her demons near and far, the ones in dreams and the ones in scars. She was searching for a different place, she was looking for a lot more space. And Tina, she learned how to fly. She learned how to laugh and she learned how to cry. And the spirit inside her grew and blew till it was bursting like spring and feeling like dew. And you know there's an old Buddhist saying, fall down 7 times, get a bait. And that's what we're all doing when we take a chance with the lies we make. And there's an old Buddhist saying, fall down 7 times, get a bait. You can stick with the hand you're dealt, or you can even help the stakes. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you. I didn't realize that that song really fits with the theme. she did kind of, she's still summoning out what she's here to do. And
still healing and growing and still listening to this song and telling me, I'm glad you wrote that song because I forget about it. We all need to hear good things about ourselves. This is a song that Tina's in also. It's a song about a women's circle that I was involved in for 3.5 years. And it was really an incredible experience. We met every week, and it was like a spirituality and creativity circle. And basically what that meant is we supported each other to summon out what was inside of us. And most of us were craving creative expression and feeling like that was in us, and we couldn't quite get to it. And so we met every week and just witnessed each other and did some fun creative projects. And that it was in that circle or out of that circle that I began to write songs and bring these little baby songs to the circle and have these women say, keep writing. And so I really felt like I needed to write them a love song, and this is my love song to them. And I'm going to tune. One woman, she hands me a feather, she says, use it well in calm or stormy weather, 'cause it's the spirit in you. And another woman, she hands me a bowl, she says, fill it up with all the goodness in your soul, and baby, let it overflow. And my cup it runneth over like a big wide open sea. And these women are the ships I sail to land I've only seen in dreams. One woman, she hands me a beat, she says, string it up with all the music in the trees, 'cause they're counting on you. And another woman, she hands me a song, she says, sing it out and it'll make your heart grow strong, stronger than you could ever know. And my cup it runneth over like a big wide open sea. And these women are the ships I sail to land I've only seen in dreams. These women are a blanket that wraps around my life. And in my darkest nights of anguish, they whisper of the morning light. Oh. One woman, she hands me a mirror, she says, look inside to see the girl beneath the fear, 'cause she's waiting for you. And another woman, she hands me a stone, she says, carry this and you'll find your way back home. And my cup it runneth over like a big white sea, and these women are the ships I sail to a land I've only seen. My cup it runneth over like a big wide open sea, and these women are the ships I sail to a land I've only seen. In dreams. Oh, 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 oh.
How's everyone doing? We're going to do a little bit of a group participation song now. I'm still waiting for those firefighters. Okay. It'd be fun to be able to say I played for a whole bunch of firefighters. This song has a chorus, and the chorus is really, really simple. And it goes, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Very, very simple. And the notes are, let's see. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Try that. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Then the second part is, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. And then you repeat the first part. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. And then, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. And the way it all goes together is, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Let's try that. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Excuse me. You may want to hydrate before you do this. Okay. That sounds really good, and you'll know when you come in, because I'll cue you. Okay. How many people have ever been out in nature and noticed a shape or a form and thought, that's somewhere else in the world, you know, that's in the human body, or that's, I've seen that in art, or just the amazing amount of reflection that happens in nature, and we're a part of nature. Well, I was thinking about that while I was walking on a beach and picking up some shells, and I wrote this song kind of as a way to honor that. It's called The Beauty in You. Sometimes the wildness of storms comes from the sea, just as the wildness of storms can come from in me. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Well, I look to the moon and I look to the sun. I look there for answers, and I only find one. It's that the beauty in you is the beauty in me. Is the beauty in a mountain, is the beauty in a tree. And we're all reflections, mirroring the source. We're like a million tiny rivers from the same ancient course. Hey-ya, hey-ya, hey. Losing the drum here. This is really good on your inner thighs. Watch out, Suzanne Summer. Okay, some of you got that. Oh, well, we can try as we might to deny these reflections with artificial light and superhighway confections, with great concrete dams and skyscrapers high. We can keep out the mirrors, but we can't keep out life. Here's this coyote in an elevator, deer in our yard, spider in our bedroom, and possum on our car. Hey, well, I've shed many tears and I've wailed at the sky. And for those without voices, this is my battle cry. It's that the beauty in you is the beauty in me. Is the beauty in a mountain, is the beauty in a tree. Is the beauty in a swallow and a porcupine's quiver. Is the beauty of a wild salmon run in a free-flowing river.
This song is about the weather, and it's about, in part, how weather affects us, can affect us, if we let it. And for an example, it's been really rainy and cold in Seattle this whole past week. Like, it went from, you know, July to November in a couple days, and we've been complaining about it. And it does kind of get your mood down, and it can be a struggle, and it's hard to see the beauty in the rain and the clouds. Sun is so easy to love. But as you all have experienced, it's in certain interesting situations, sun can be something you dread, and rain can be something you just praise and love and can't give enough blessings for. So it's a great metaphor to play with. Tempo here. Don't you feel just a little bit better when the sun shines? And don't you feel just a little bit bluer when the rain falls down? Well, the sun will shine, the rain will fall as this world keeps spinning round us all, as these empires rise and start to fall. You know the rain comes down. And we shine, we're just fine. Don't you feel like you want to start singing when there's clear sky? And don't you feel like you want to start crying when the storm clouds roll on by? Well, the sun will shine, the rain will fall, as this world keeps spinning round us all, as these empires rise and start to fall. You know the rain comes down and we shine, we're just fine. But in my bluer spaces, I don't know why I am here. I run in circles around myself, searching for some way out of this fear. No more fear, no more fear. Don't you feel like you want to start trying when the day's new? And don't you feel like you want to give up when your poor heart's broken too? Well, the sun will shine, the rain will fall, as this world keeps spinning round us all, as these empires rise and start to fall. You know the rain comes down and we shine, we're just fine. Do 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 do. This is a song that I wrote pretty much like in the month after we went to war with Iraq, and I wasn't just thinking about Iraq. I mean, I was thinking about that, but I was just thinking about how much trauma there is in the world right now, and very, very challenging things to hear about, to read about, and even personally to experience. And I was just wanting to pray and wrote a song as prayer, and it's called Hello World. Hello world, can you hear me? Am I calling you in time? I have tossed and turned the whole long night, and I cannot find my peace of mind. There are babies crying outside my door, and there are children fighting in grown-up wars, and there are people running for their lives. Oh, world, can you spare the human race a little time? Hello, world, can you see me in this place that I call home? As the waves of war move across this land, can I still build peace with my two hands? 'Cause there are babies crying outside my door, and there are children fighting in grown-up wars, and there are people running for their lives. Oh, world, can you spare the human race a little time? Oh, so near, as the clouds roll in where soldiers lie, I will raise up this hope to bluer skies. 'Cause there are babies crying outside my door, and there are children fighting in grown-up wars, and there are people running for their. Oh, world, can you spare the human race? Please, world, can you spare the human race? Please, world, can you spare the human race a little time? About peanut butter. I like that Holden values peanut butter. That's an important thing. Some places don't value peanut butter, and there are some cultures that don't even really know about peanut butter, and I just have to kind of suffer in those cultures from missing peanut butter. But this is a song about peanut butter. Well, fill me up when I'm feeling down. I crave your creaminess from way across town. Oh, peanut butter, you got my heart but not my soul. Oh, you go good with jam and jelly, or on an apple, red, green, or gold. organic apples. Well, you make my day with your nutty ways, and you spread real good like mayonnaise. Oh, peanut butter, oh, peanut butter. You got my heart, but not my soul. Oh, you go good with jam and jelly, or on an apple red, green or gold. Oh, when the cupboards are all bare and there's nothing left to eat, you smile a wicked smile at me and you say, honey, I'm your treat. Oh, peanut butter, you got my heart but not my soul. Oh, you go good with jam and jelly, you fill up my belly, you're sweet with honey too, BB, I love you. I even tried you twice on organic long grain rice. Oh, peanut butter, you got my heart, but not my eyes. So. Okay, this is an a cappella song, and it is just a little ditty I came up with one day, and it has grown into a little bit of a song, and I'm going to sing it now. It's called All I, and I kind of, I don't know if anybody remembers the Persuasions. I hear them singing with me when I do this, so you can kind of pipe them into your brain. I'm really glad that my uncle turned me on to them when I was about 12. All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander. Well, a long time ago, I heard a man say, you gotta count your blessings or they all might go away. Well, there's another man right here who says blessings are everywhere. You just gotta walk outside and breathe in the air. Well, who are you gonna follow? Who are you gonna believe? Are you gonna hold your blessings or give them away for free? Yeah. All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander. Well, life has its ups and downs. You can hear it in my songs. I got days I'm on top of the world and days I can't go on. Well, sometimes I reach out and sometimes I miss the beat. And sometimes I reach out and sometimes I reach in. I fall to the ground, you know, I get back up again. Well, who are you gonna follow? Who are you gonna believe? Are you gonna lay on the ground or stand up and be seen? All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander. All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander. I said a path that I could wander. I said a little bitty path that I could wander. Did you hear them? Could you hear them singing? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do a song called The Giving Tree. And it's not related to the book, but which is a wonderful book. But it is related to the idea of trees and giving and stuff. Join us to sing along. There's a chorus, and I think you'll all get it. I want to wrap my arms around this world and rock this world to sleep. I want to sing this world a lullaby and pray its soul to keep. So bring me your wounded hearts and your wounded dreams of all you thought you'd be. 'Cause we're gonna plant a seed and watch it grow into the giving tree. In the giving tree, here's the chorus. Listen to it. The giving tree. Branches are you and me. In the giving tree, the giving tree, where love will set us free. Let's try that together one more time. In the giving tree, the branches are you and me. In the giving tree, the giving tree, where love will set us free.
Beautiful.
And I want to send this world a valentine, the kind with hearts and lace. I want to wrap it in a melody that sings the human race. And I want to heal this world with all I've got, my loving and my faith. I want to give this world a second chance before it's too damn late. In the giving tree, the giving tree. Reaches out to you, and your love reaches right back. In the giving tree, what you love is who you are, and no one is made to feel small. In the giving tree, don't give up, 'cause its roots run deep and will never cut it down. In the giving tree, the giving. In the giving tree, the giving tree, the branches you and me. In the giving tree, the giving tree, where love will set us free. So, this is a song I wrote for my brother. And it is a song about the distance that can occur in a close relationship. And how love can still be at the root, but the distance, you know, the distance is there. And I think there are lots of us here who probably have a relationship or two like that, and for me, it's with my brother. He went to India when I was a senior in high school. He was older, and he went there for a whole year and studied Buddhism and lived at a monastery and stopped wearing Western clothes. And he didn't, like, join a cult or anything. He just really got into the whole Indian thing. And the whole time he was there, he would write these long letters, and it was before the internet, if you can remember back to when, you know, you couldn't just email somebody halfway across the world. And so communication was through these letters and these very, very occasional phone calls, and the Indian phone system was, like, horrible. So it was, you know, we'd often get cut off, and he couldn't call back, and he had to wait in line to make a call, and it just was an interesting year. So this song kind of starts with that. Went away to India. I was only 17, still feathering the empty nest you'd left behind. You would sometimes drop a line, long letters with words that spoke to me, broke through my suburban reverie. Every month or two you'd call from some far distant town. You spoke of dust from sun-baked ground, and it felt so good just to hear your voice across the miles, across the sea, connecting you, connecting me. But oh, that was many years ago. Oh, how the time between us flows. Now you and I, we are both grown. You have a son, a wife, a home. I have my friends, my cat, my music, and we don't talk much anymore. But I still remember India and how that whole long year you were my brother, strong and clear. You would tell me stories about your travels, of all the miles you walked alone, and how you sometimes thought of home. And I told myself that someday in the future I'd have a journey of my own. I'd take a risk and leave my home. But oh, that was many years ago. Oh, how the time between us flows. Now you and I, we are both grown. You have a son, a wife, a home. I have my friends, my cat, my music, and we don't talk much anymore. I can sometimes sense that closeness still. It is a kinship that is real. It is a love that I can feel. And you were there to send me on my journey. Try that again. And you were there to send me on my journey. You gave me a compass and a pack. You placed your love upon my back. You placed your love upon my back. You see, I still remember India.
Thank you.
Thank you. I keep praying that distance won't last forever. So this is a final song, and it's called the Blessing Song. And I wrote it originally for a friend for her birthday, and she was having a very hard year that year and was not at all looking forward to celebrating her birthday, didn't feel like there was anything to celebrate, and didn't really want to do anything. And we had a really small gathering of her friends, and I sang this song for her as her present. And it has since felt like it's become kind of a song for everybody and for anyone who needs a little blessing and lift. So that's this song. Here goes. After a couple of things of water. I think all that smoke is, you know. Bless these eyes that have seen better days, and bless these hands that have been holding things at bay, and bless this heart, for it knows not what it feels, and bless this soul for teaching me what's real. Bless these feet, for they carried me to you. And bless your face for its beauty and its truth. Oh, bless my life, for it opens more each day. And bless this world for showing us the way. Bless this earth, for she holds us all so near. In spite of our actions and in spite of our fears, oh, bless our innocence and bless all our sins. Bless all our recklessness and the quiet place within. Oh, bless all humanity as we stumble on our way. May you open us to beauty. May we find a better day. I will never tire of blessing, for there's so much in this world that brings me to my knees in awe, that makes my soul unfurl. So if you're feeling empty or tired to the bone, you just come to me for blessings and I will guide you right back home. 'Cause I see you as a shining star high in the evening sky. And this song, it is a healing balm to rock you by and by. In this world's a place for us, and I see us taking strides. And I want to say with all my heart, I'm so glad that you're alive. I am so glad that we're all alive. Thanks to Hanifa for asking me to come.